Welcome to Braves Field in Boston, for the game between the New York Giants and the Boston Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Hank Thompson. Batting second. The left fielder, Whitey Lockman. Batting third. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Johnny Mize. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Sid Gordon. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Rigney. Batting eighth. The catcher, Wes Westrum. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Monty Kennedy. Pitching for the New York Giants, Monty Kennedy. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Eddie Stanky. Batting second. The first baseman, L.B. Fletcher. Batting third. The right fielder, Ed Sauer. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bob Elliott. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Russell. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Sibby Sisti. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Al Dark. Batting eighth. The catcher, Del Crandall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Warren Sparn. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Warren Sparn. And now, play ball. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. L.B. Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is hit by the pitch. Ed Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize takes first base on ball four. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sparn fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott strikes out. One out. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sibby Sisti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gordon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney hits a pop-up towards first. Fletcher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Monty Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Crandall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into left field. Sisti settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall hits a fly ball into left field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn bunts in front of the plate. Westrum fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanky is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lockman hits a fly ball into center field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mize hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stanky fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. LB Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Sauer is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 1 in the game. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gordon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 1 in the game. Marshall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0 for 1 in the game. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Marshall moves to second. Two outs. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Westrum is walked intentionally. Monty Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Marshall scores. Westrum moves to second. It's 1-0, Giants. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 2 in the game. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Westrum moves to third. Kennedy moves to second. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lockman hits a fly ball into left field. Sisti settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-1 in the game. Russell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sibby Sisti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisti is 0-for-1 in the game. Sisti strikes out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dell Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dark. The throw from Westrum and he is safe. Dark steals second. Dell Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0-for-1 in the game. Crandall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Braves nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mize strikes out. Two outs. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-2 in the game. Gordon hits a fly ball into left field. Sisti settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn is 0-for-1 in the game. Sparn hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 0-for-2 in the game. Stanky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. LB Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Fletcher takes first base on ball 4. Stanky moves to second. Ed Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-2 in the game. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gordon fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Fletcher moves to second. Two outs. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-2 in the game. Elliott hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Braves nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Marshall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-2 in the game. Rigney bunts towards the mound. Sparn fields it and throws to first for the out. Marshall moves to second. One out. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Westrum takes first base on ball 4. Monty Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kennedy strikes out. Two outs. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Thompson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stanky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Russell hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sibby Sisti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisti is 0-for-2 in the game. Sisti hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dark hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thompson. Dark reaches second base with a double. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0-for-2 in the game. Crandall hits a pop-up towards first. Mize settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Braves nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lockman takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lockman moves to third. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Mize hits a pop-up towards short. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-3 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sparn has Lockman trapped. There's the throw to Elliott and over to Crandall, who tags Lockman for the out. Thompson moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Marshall hits a fly ball into center field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Joe LaFatin now playing first base. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn is 0-for-2 in the game. Sparn strikes out. One out. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stanky takes first base on ball 4. LB Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, he's been hit by a pitch. Fletcher hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Thompson catches it and throws to first to double up Stanky. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Braves nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-2 in the game. Rigney takes first base on ball 4. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Westrum hits a fly ball into left field. Sisti settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Monty Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rigney moves to second. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stanky fields it and throws to second for the out. Rigney moves to third. Two outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lockman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rigney scores. Thompson moves to second. It's 2-0, Giants. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Thompson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sisti, who is chasing the ball. Thompson reaches third base with a triple. Thompson scores. Lockman goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Giants. Joe LaFatta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFatta hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Sparn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats LaFatta for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Ed Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-3 in the game. Sauer takes first base on ball 4. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-3 in the game. Elliott hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Russell hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sibby Sisti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisti is 0-for-3 in the game. Sisti hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sauer moves to second. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Dark hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 4, and Boston Braves, 0. Goodbye from Braves Field in Boston.